Hey, this is Zook from Angel Spit, and you are listening to 97.3 FM, WRIPR FM, and I just pull all those last ones completely out of my anus. Oh, it, I'll try it again. Hey, this is Zook from Angel Spit now. Hey, this is Zook from Angel Spit, and you're listening to 97.3 FM, WIR. Oh, hey, this is Zook from Angel Spit, and you're listening, and I am so drunk right now, for Christ's sake, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm glad to hear it, man.
Yeah, hi, this is Zook from Angel Spit, and you're listening to 97.3 FM, WRIRLP, Richmond, rock!
That was Angel Spit, everyone. They did the station ID there at the top of the hour, too. I actually got that station ID for Tommy, who does Dog Germs. It's an industrial show, hence the genre of music that they perform. And, yeah, but it was so awesomely appropriate for my show, I had to quickly find a song by them that mentioned drinking. And then I had to become a fan of theirs on Facebook, because that's my thing for the first hour here tonight. I'm playing only bands, or I'm going to try and play all the bands that I am personally a fan of on Facebook. Because when I'm done with this, I'm going to post
a post on Facebook and try to tag all of them in one post because I'm curious if Facebook will let me tag 15 or 16 different people all in one post. Just, you know, because it amused me, and that's what I do. I'm Josh, and I amuse myself by amusing you, hopefully, every Monday night from 1 to 3 a.m. here on 97.3 FM with Mother's Milk. 2 hours of boozed-up radio. Nothing but drinking songs, ladies and gentlemen. So I hope you're ready to drink. Up next, more music from bands that I'm a fan of on Facebook. This one, to kind of make up for those of you who were expecting something a little less abrasive, this one's kind of quiet. But it's Frank Turner, who we all know. I adore. This dude's awesome. And this is one I've never played on the show before, so hopefully you dig it. This is My Kingdom for a Horse.
Would you pick your clothes up, put your clothes on, pack your things and go? Tired of sinking this low. Awkward semi, naked coffee, conversations fade. Quicker than mistakes that were made. Mornings when I'm calming down, being driven round the bend. Make for days when I'm losing my friends. For all the little things that I have done and cannot make amends. Don't you ever kinda wish that the world would just stop? That the band would pack up and the curtain would drop? I've been stuck inside the same old nights, the same old days of. Out, put your cards away. That's a game that I don't want to play anymore. My head is sore, my throat is raw, and what's more, I'm 50 pounds down to feel empty and poor. Remembering the things that I believed when I was sober and sure.
Tell me how to tell the world from
stuck inside this comforting familiar disease. I need you now, cause I can't get out. And all over Europe, the lights are going out. And I'm pulling down the curtain. But every time I reach out, you're gone. So I found myself waiting on a train that was never gonna come. I took a ride on a borrowed bus ticket and I headed for home. Between thoughts of you and drinking, I guess I lost my mind. Baby, please leave the lights on until I return from waiting in a lost love line. My head on your pillow and I keep
cheaper than gasoline. Between my gin and my Jag, between my rum and my ride, to rev it up or rejoice, I gotta make a choice. Which way should I go? Itty, meeny, miny, moe. It's either drinking. Cheaper than gasoline.
So we started that set off with Frank Turner doing My Kingdom for a Horse. It's a little bit less rocking than some of the stuff he's done on more recent records. That was from his first LP, I believe, which hasn't actually had a release in the U.S. It's called Sleep is for the Weak. And it's a clever title because weak is spelled W-E-E-K. Get it? Ha ha. He's a rock star. After that, you heard Horsehead, who are awesome and who have a new album coming out. I want to say May 1st, actually, is the CD release party. I'm not 100% on that. I know it's early in May, and it's at Canal Club, and I'm certainly going to be there, so I'm really looking forward to it. And the song I played that time was Lost Love Line, which is a song I haven't played much off of their last record. So I hope you dug that. And that last track was Purgatory Hill, Pat McDonald's current project with Drinkin' or Drivin', which segues quite nicely into the next song that I am going to play, because I'm playing all songs by bands that I have fanned on Facebook. You would think that would probably be a lot, but I don't really like Facebook all that much. And so it's not natural to me to go like, hey, I like this band, I should see if they have a Facebook page. It's really random stuff just that I've seen other people becoming fans of in my little like live feed or whatever it's called, and gone, hey, that band's cool, I should become a fan of them too. So I guess basically I'm a follower, not a leader. But these are all bands that rock. And this next one is sort of filling in for Wes Fried, who I saw with Purgatory Hill a couple weeks ago. And this was the one I didn't have time to do on the show that I did, sort of commemorating the awesome live show that I had seen the previous Friday. This is The Shiners, and this is a song called Devil's X. It's like 7 minutes long, unless there's tricky silent hidden track stuff going on here. So I didn't have time for it last time, but I have time for it this time, and I'm going to play it now because this song was awesome when Wes Fried and John Brown played it solo as the Magnificent Bastards. Is it Bastards? Oh my God, it might be Magnificent something else. I can't remember. I think it's Magnificent Bastards. Now I'm getting all confused with Quentin Tarantino movies. All right, yeah, but this is Devil's X by The Shiners, the presumably original incarnation of this song, and I certainly hope you dig it. I'm hoping I do too.
We got meatloaf, spoon bread, and oyster fish. Hey bartender, fill me up, I'm empty again. There's nothing left here, so it's time for you to pour it on in. I'll rip the bottom of the glass and the pain in the back of my mind. So I'm throwing back the memories of the years, 12 ounces at a time. But it'll be the death of me, but it's the only way I know to keep me from going crazy when I feel this low. I need to have a reunion with all my old ice cold, long-lost, long-neck friends. 12 ounces at a time, 'cause I'm empty again.
Some money from my mom. I hit the road to Leningrad. I got stuck on the train stop. In the middle of a rural Ukraine. This is how it's all begun. And how it ended. Story of a true rebellion.
We are
paranoia.
maybe I'm a man who is propelling. He's been in circles of his doom. Or maybe I'm just a paranoid. Place my lord in this room. And a bottle will always be my cup. All your eyebrows, will you please untie? If there's any room for a romance, what else is there left for romanticize? Like when one is dyslexic, whatever I will stay disabled.
So that was Gogol Bordello with Nomadic Chronicle. Before that, you heard Hamburger Jeans with 12 Ounces at a Time. And the Shiners did Devil's X, which is a song by Wes Fried. I don't actually have the Shiners as a fan. Or I am not a fan of the Shiners on Facebook. To my knowledge, that's not possible because they've been defunct for like a decade or so. Again, to my knowledge. I could be wrong about that, but I know they're not around anymore. Devil's X, however, is a song that's also performed by Wes Fried. And his solo-esque ventures. And I saw him do that song a couple weeks ago, and it was awesome. So, yeah. And it was not, in fact, 7.5 minutes long, so there must be a hidden track on that CD. I'm going to have to look into that and see if it's something else I want to play for you guys. But not tonight. Some other nights. Up next, we're going to pick up the tempo a little bit. This next band, I'm kind of cheating. This is J. Roddy Walston and The Business. Their record, at least the only record by them that I have, doesn't have any drinking songs on it. But they are a band that I'm a fan of on Facebook because they're awesome. And they're certainly a drunk band. And to compromise, I asked the drunkest chick that I know which song I should play off of their record. And she chose Go Malachi, which is the last track. So the song goes out to the drunkest chick that I know. And I mean that in the nicest possible way.
Little invested, little gained. And it doesn't mean you know me if you know my name. And I got a 9-to-5. What they call a real life, I can't recall what I'm living for. Got a kid to take a loving and another in the oven. I don't think I can do it anymore. And it only feels like marriage when we're having sex. So I hate her like a whore, cause she just does it for the check. Says I love you and goodnight. She's turning out the light, I bet she thinks she got herself another raise. By the quiet way she's breathing, I can tell that she'll be leaving. What she does when she tries to slip away. And I've been made an intruder. That's just my house, yeah. Just my house you're living in. To the outside, boy.
was lost to the TV and we never spoke again. You were lost every night when you went out with your friends and you never walked in front of it. Cause I know it's what you wanted and I think you can just go to hell. I don't care what's in the closet, I don't care what you call it. I'm too tired to even try to yell. And you said you were in love, but it was no concern of mine that you found yourself someone while I was working overtime. And I help but be amused by the way you're being used to me. His intentions seemed clear. He was seeing dollar signs, but when he found out they were mine, within a week you were moving back in here. And
of remorse, they leave me no regret.
That was the Fisticuffs, ladies and gentlemen, hard rocking Irish traditional punk from Chicago. Those guys are awesome. They played McCormick's a couple weeks ago, and I was trying to get in touch with them to get them to send me a station ID because I was kind of drunk, and I forgot to get one when I saw them. I totally had planned it out and everything, but we were talking, bought a t-shirt, they gave me a CD so I could play really cool songs like the one I just did, And then I went and got another beer, and then I smoked a cigarette, and then I got another beer, and then I forgot, and I had another beer, and then I left. It was a good time, actually, but it didn't get me a station ID, which makes me kind of sad, and it also makes me sad that they have not replied to my little message. I'm not sure if they're home from tour or not yet, but I think that they are. So, if you're listening, dudes, call me back, or, you know, write me back, I guess, because I didn't give you my phone number. Maybe that would work. Anyways, right, yeah, that was the Fisticuffs with Finnegan's Wake. And before that, you heard Murder by Death off their brand new record. That song is called As Long as There is Whiskey in the World. And it's representative of the album as a whole, in that his voice is still the deep, dark thing that it's always been, but the music is really bright. Not necessarily happy, but it's really bright. And, yeah, sonically, it's sort of a totally different turn for them. And I'm not really sure that they pulled it off. But it was still, that song is pretty good. And there are some other songs on the record that I like a lot. Once I get a copy of the whole thing, I can listen to it a bunch of times. I might decide that I've fallen in love with it. I'm not sure yet. I hope that I do, because it would make me sad if Murder by Death put out a record I didn't like too much. Before Murder by Death, you heard J. Roddy Walston and The Business, song selected by the drunkest girl that I know. It was called Go Malachi. And oddly, both I and the drunk girl saw J. Roddy Walston and The Business for the first time when they were opening up for Murder by Death. So hey, the circle is complete. All right, more songs that I'm a fan of on Facebook, starting out now with this next one, which finally will definitely be up-tempo. I mean, the Finnegan's Wake cover is pretty up-tempo. Honestly, it kind of reminds me of what Finnegan's Wake would sound like if, like, Black Sabbath and Thin Lizzy decided to do a cover of it, but also use some traditional instrumentation. Yeah. So, yeah, it was a pretty hardcore up-tempo song. It was fun. But if you really want to rock your ass off, you have to go to the Super Suckers. So that's what we're going to do.
Now recording artist, back from the land of the creature, live in 3D, Mr. Rogers' favorite band, the Slinky Boys.
Slinky Boys, ladies and gentlemen, which just goes to show that my assumptions about Wes Fried's previous projects are possibly incorrect, and I could possibly be a fan of a long-defunct band, because the Slinky Boys haven't really been an ongoing, continual operation for at least a few years. But they're still awesome, and that's why they're still something I'm a fan of on Facebook. God, I've said Facebook 1,000 times tonight. I feel like I should shoot myself. I've sullied my family name or something. But I did not sully my family name in the least by playing all these bands who are all awesome. And well, that was Life of the Party by the Slinky Boys. Before that, you heard the Octane Saints with SOB, and we started that set off with the Super Suckers doing Rock Your Ass. I hope you dug that last little bit. I got one more for you. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to fit two bands in. But first, I got special stuff to read to you. A special tax credit can help Virginia families and individuals make the most of their money. Many low to middle income Virginians are eligible for the earned income tax credit, which can amount to a refund of up to $5,657. Families who earned up to $48,279 in 2009
are encouraged to apply by filing a federal income tax return and claiming the EITC credit. Those who qualify for the EITC are also eligible for free tax preparation. Volunteers will prepare tax returns at numerous sites. Call 1-800-906-9887 for details. And check this out. This is really interesting here. Guess what, guys? You're finally getting the respect that you deserve. My audience finally gets some underwriting. You are now a viable market for the station's underwriters. WRIR is proudly supported by the Hat Factory, launching the Tuesday Revolution, April 13th, Richmond's biggest dance night featuring top DJs, live performers, cotton candy, and a carnival atmosphere. The Tuesday Revolution starts April 13th. Hat Factory, Richmond's progressive downtown live entertainment venue on the canal at 140 Virginia Street. Also at Hat Factory, Blue October, April 8th. Tickets at hatfactoryva.com or at ETIX, 1-800-514-3849. Now, like I said, I only have time for one more song before the top of the hour and the end of this hour devoted to all the things I'm a fan of on Facebook, or at least all the bands. And the three that I'm picking between are the Hellnecks, Splork, and Black Cash. Now, this is a problem because Black Cash has drinking songs, but none of them are recorded. Hellnecks have drinking songs, but I don't have any available. I'd have to stream it off MySpace. Splork has no drinking songs, but for two reasons they're going to win. A, because they actually have a CD at the station, unlike the other two, and B, because Splork contains other WRIR DJs, and you got to rep, yo. So here's Splork with Theme from Splork, on the off chance that perhaps the Splorkians will mention something about drinking in their theme song, if nowhere else.
We're Splork. We're ready to play. Thanks for having us, WRIR.
1, 2, 3, 4!
So if I was hearing that right, that actually was a drinking song. Didn't she say, you never want to cuddle, you only want a bottle, or something along those lines? I think that qualifies. So I think we've fulfilled all of our requirements tonight. with the sad exception of not playing any Black Cash in the Bad Trips or the Hell Next. You're listening to 97.3 FM, WRIRLP, Richmond's independent radio, official emergency broadcast outlet for the city of Richmond, Virginia. And this is Mother's Milk, 2 hours of songs about booze. Tonight, of course, being a special night, we're featuring episode 2 of our ongoing rebroadcast of the British podcast, Rum Doings. The podcast is very awesome. It makes me smile a lot. It makes me laugh. It makes me giddy. So I'm making you all listen to it. And hopefully you're going to dig it. If you missed it last month, this is the deal. The first show of every month, I play an episode of Rum Doings. And generally speaking, they're going to take up the last 45 minutes of the hour. This one tonight, if you're curious, is around 43 minutes and some odd seconds. And so in around 16 minutes, we're going to start it. But until then, I'm going to play some music. This one right here goes out to Dirty Decoy Dan from Salad Days, because he played this on the 80s show the other day, and it was awesome. It made me laugh. And I guess it's a good night for laughing, so we're going to do that now. This is Blotto with Metalhead going out to Dirty Decoy Dan. Check out his show Thursday nights from 11 to 1.
Strange sensations coming over me, something I can't explain. Suddenly there's an endless void where I used to keep my brain. I gotta see a doctor, but I'm too wasted to phone one. Wanna customize my van and I don't even own one. Getting worried, they don't know me anymore.
say L-U-V. You better believe me, L-U-V. Give me a beer. One, two, three, four.